Alright, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Zayin. We are going to begin on Vav Amud Beis. We orient ourselves a little bit. Remember again, the Gemara brought up the case of Naharda. Trying to find it. The Mavoi Akum Naharda, which was the U-shaped Mavoi in Naharda. And the Gemara said there that in Naharda, they conducted themselves like, and you have that picture in Rashi, they conducted themselves like the chumras of Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, again, remember, Rav and Shmuel had an earlier machlokes about a mavoi akum. Rav said that a mavoi akum is like mufulash. It's like an open mavoi on both sides. And therefore, halacha lemaisa requires a turas ha-pesach on one side and a lechi on the other. Shmuel felt that the mavoi akum, which in the previous case was just an L, has a din of a sasim, of a closed mavoi, and therefore all it needs is a lechi on each of the sides. Now, I will say, after that, there was a subsequent machlokes between Chananya and the Chacham, Chananya and the Tanakama, about what turned out to be Mavui Mefulash. The Gemara originally called it Rosh Sarabim, but then it really turned out to be a Mavui Mefulash. And then we had a machlokes as to what you're supposed to do with that. So remember again, the Tanakama in that case said that you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a Lechi or a Korah on the other side. Chananya quoted a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you need the lassos, you need doors on both sides. Machlokes, doors have to be closed. Open, have the ability to close. And that's Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel holds a door on one side, and a lechi and the korah on the other side. So now the in Naharda, when they had this mavoi akum, this U-shaped mavoi, the Gemara says they went like the chumras of Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, what did they do? They put the lassos, they put doors at each of the, what did we call it yesterday? Not bends, corners, angles. Good. They put doors at each of the angles, at each of the corners, and they put a lechi at each of the openings, adopting the chumras and Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara then said, do we actually go ahead and accept conflicting chumras? Do we accept two different chumras? The Gemara quoted the Braisa, and the Gemara said, the Braisa, we paskin like Beis Hillel, but if you want to hold like Beis Shammai, that's fine, as long as what? As long as whoever you're paskining like, you accept their kulas and chumras. But you can't go ahead and take the kulas of this one and the kulas of that one. You have to pick a shita. So the Gemara says, if you have to pick a shita, so how in Naharda they're adopting the chumras of both Rav and Shmuel? So the Gemara gives a couple of answers. So now we left off, let's pick up three lines from the bottom. Vavamabeis. Hagufa kasha. So the Gemara says, inherent contradiction. Amrit li olam halacha ke Beis Hillel. So you said the halacha follows Beis Hillel. But then you said, whoever wants to go ahead and paskin like Beis Shammai has the right to do so. To which the Gemara says, "Lo kasha kan kodem basko kan la'achar basko." So both say very exciting, very exciting. We're actually going to see this daf in Miratz Hashem over Pesach. No, not over Pesach. Next week we'll see it. That there was a basko. There was a whole discussion about who the halacha follows, and a basko, a heavenly voice came out and said that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Halacha follows Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says that when did you have the right to choose who you want to paskin like? That was before the baskol. But after the baskol, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. V'bayis nemar, the other possibilities. Hava halachar baskol. No, even this price is talking about after the baskol. Aye, so if it's after the baskol, then how can you paskin like Beis Shammai? Rabbi Yoshua hi delo mashkech bebaskol. It's Rabbi Yoshua. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that we don't go ahead and pay attention to a basko. So I will say again, if you remember, Rashi points out of his Gemara above Mitzia, this is the sugya of Tana Shel Atnoi. Right? This was the big sugya, the big discussion about the laws of Tuma and Tara when it came to a particular type of oven. Pol machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ultimately is put in Kherim at the end of this Gemara. And Rabbi Yeshua, the basko came out. Rabbi Yeshua holds we don't pay attention to the basko. So the Ipa Yisema, Hachi Kamar. Kol hecha, this is what it means to say. Kol hecha, demashkachas trei tanoi u trei amoroi depligi ahadoi. Whenever you find two tanoim or two amoroim who argue on each other, ke'ein machlokes beishamai u beisilo, like the machlokes beisham beisilo, lo le evet kikulei demar, vikikulei demar, velo kechumrei demar, vikikechumrei demar. So rather what it means is like this, when you see machlokes in two opinions, don't adapt the leniencies of A and the leniencies of B to create like a hybrid shita, and don't go and accept the stringencies of A and the stringencies of B to create a hybrid shita. Ella, oki kulei demar uki chumrei avid, oki kulei demar uki chumrei avid. Rather, what should you do? Pick a team, right? Pick a shita. go ahead and accept this opinion with all of its chumras and all of its kulas, or go ahead and pick this opinion with all of its. Well, said this echoes the sentiment, the mission of Asei L'Charaf. Right, one of the ideas by Asei L'Charaf is adopt a normative halachic approach. Don't go shopping. Don't go shopping. A person has to pick a derech. A person has to pick a shita, and whether all the that sheet, every sheet that comes with kulas and chumras, and that's what you accept. So therefore, when the Braisa says that you can't be knowing like the kulas and the chumras, what it means is you can't combine the kulas of two different opinions or the chumras of two different opinions. So the Gemara says mikol makom kasha. So I will say this is all fine, but at the end of the day, now we're still stuck with that question, which is that in Nahardah. How did they accept the chumras of Rav and Shmuel? So fine. So now we understand what the Braisa means. First of all, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'bayis ema harutz elasos diktani lav beishame beisila davka nakat ela al karachach kibeisila boilame avid." So we'll say, when the Braisa says talking about beisham beisila, it's not just talking about beisham beisila. Ela aplug the deshar tanoi ba'amo kadepligi. Ba'alma, b'sharmi, li kigon, ilu machlokas b'sham b'esilo, kilomar, ki heichi depolik b'sham b'esilo, v'divrei machlokas. So both say, the Braisa is just using b'sham and b'esilo as an example of a machlokas. That just like in the machlokas b'sham b'esilo, you have to choose a side, and we have to choose the kulas and the chumras of that side. So it's when general in halacha, don't mix and match kulas and chumras, but rather pick a shita with all of its kulas and all of its chumras. Fine. So he says, mikol makom, nevertheless, we're still stuck with our question, which is, in the Mavu Akum in Nahardah, why did they conduct themselves like the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel? So Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kulei kirav avdua. You're right. In reality, they did not adopt the positions of Rav and Shmuel, they just adopted the position of Rav. Just of Rav. Fine. So the Gemara says, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Halacha Ve'in Morin Kim. Because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the Halacha is, Rashi says, Halacha Kitana Kama. That Rav said, in reality, I think the Halacha follows the Tana Kama. However, Ve'in Morin Kim. However, Lemaisa, we don't actually pass in that way. Look at Rashi, Ve'in Morin Kim. Ela Kichananya Deboi Delosos. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So Rav was on record as saying that in reality, I think the halacha follows the Tana Kama, and therefore, again, in the case of a mavui mefulash, all you really need is what is a tzuras haPesach and a lechi. But also, we see this a couple times in the Gemara, and each time it's for a different reason. Sometimes the Gemara will say the halacha really, in its purest form, is like A, but practically we paskin like B for a variety of different considerations. So although Rav said the halacha follows the Tana Kama, at the end of the day, Rav says, but the halacha really should follow. In practice, we paskin like Chananya. Now, also remember, whenever we say Chananya, we assume it's Chananya according to who? Chananya in Beis Hillel. What did Chananya in Beis Hillel say by Mavui Mefulash? That you need, again, you need a deles, a door, and a lechi or a korah. Therefore, again, in Nahardah, what did they do for the Mavui Mefulash? They made a deles, they made a door by each of the openings, right, by each of the corners, and a lechi or a korah on the opposite end. Therefore, in Nahardah, they were not combining the shittos of Rav and Shmuel, they were actually accepting the position of Rav in totality. The reason that was, so why did the Gemara say it was like Rav and Shmuel? Because it looked like Rav and Shmuel. Because again, we assume before that Chananya held like the Tana Kama. Therefore, according to Chananya, you shouldn't need a Delis, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. The fact that you needed a Delis seemed to be the position of Shmuel. To which the Gemara clarifies that no, it's just that Rav Paskin a certain way in theory, but in practice actually went like Chananya. Therefore, they really just conducting themselves like Rav. Ulrav Adabar Aval, Amar Rav, the Amar Halacha, Morin came. So here's what's interesting. According to Rav Adabar Ava said over. There's a machlokis in what Rav said. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that Rav said although the halacha in principle follows the Tana Kama, in practice it was like Chananya. In which case, then the people of Nahardah conducted themselves according to Rav. According, however, to Rav Adabar Ava, who said in the name of Rav. The Amar Halacha Morin Kain. So according to Rav, then the final position is what Rav said, that the Halacha does follow the Tana Kama. If that's the case, then what? Then they didn't need a Dalz, they didn't need a door in the Mavoi Akum in Nahardah. What did they need? Just the Tzuras HaPesach. Then Ma'ika LaMeimar. Then what is there to be said? The only reason you would require a Dalz would seem to be why? Because they were adopting the position of Shmuel as well. Which then leads us back to our original question of how in Nahardah did they accept two different Chumras? Amar Rav Shizvi, listen to this. So Shizvi says like this. Kilo avdinan kechumrei de beitrei. When do we say that you don't accept the chumras of two different opinions? Hecha de sasri ahadadi. So we'll say, when do we say that you don't accept two different chumras? That's when the two chumras contradict each other. Right? That's when you can't accept two chumras. When they contradict each other, keep going. And the Gemara gives an example of this. First, let's take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi says, the sasra nahadadi, trei tanoi de pligi, mar machmir umar mekel. V'taima de chumri de mar bahai, havi kula beduchta achrisa. V'taima de kuli de mar bahai, havi chumra beduchta achrisa. Man da'ovet bahanach trei duchti lechumra, mikri ksil. So what the Gemara is going to point out over here is that there are some times where a chumrah in one case could translate into a kula in a different case. And therefore one who accepts different chumras can in fact end up adapting contradictory shitos. So the Gemara gives an example of this. So we'll say, again, just to follow the flow. So in this version of Rav, where Rav actually holds that the Halacha follows the Tana Kama, in which case, again, in Na'ar Da, they did not need doors at the corners, at the bends of the Mavui. Then the only reason they had doors was in order to appease the Shita of Shmuel. So if that's the case, we're back to our original question, how did the people of Na'ar Da adopt two different chumras? To which the Gemara now posits that maybe the only time you can't adapt two different chumras is when the chumras themselves are contradictory. But if the chumras are not contradictory, then you can accept different chumras. So what's an example? Kigon, Shedra Vigil Goles. The example of contradictory chumras, I will say, is the case of Shedra. Shedra is a spine, and Gulgoles is a skull. So listen to this. This now, Hashedra v'Hagulgoles. So first, let's take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi is Kigon, Shedra Vigil Goles, Shalmeis. Right? The spine and the skull of a person who died. If the guba de la beishamai lo havi chisar, actually, let's read the Gemara first. So the Gemara says, beishamai on, beishamai says, shtei chulios. Rabbi said, the question now is the following. A shedra, so these intact parts of a mace, have the ability to convey tumas ohel. But there comes a certain point in time where if they are deficient, they lose their identity, and therefore would no longer convey tumas ohel. Tumas ohel means that if you're under the same roof with, let's say, a certain part of a mace, then you become tamei mace. So the question the Gemara is going to deal with now is, how much does a spine have to be missing in order for it to lose its halachic identity of spine, in which case, again, it would not convey tumas ohel if I'm under the same roof with it. Same question lagabe the skull. How much has to be missing in order for not to be metaming me of tumas ohel? So Beishamai Omri, Beishamai says, shtei chulios, two vertebrae. If the spine is missing two of its vertebrae, then it's lost its halachic identity as a spine, and therefore halacha lemaaseh, it would not convey tumah to me. Beis Hillel says, chulya achos, one vertebrae. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, kigon shedra v'gulgoles. Actually, take a look at the next Rashi. Hashedra v'gulgoles. Gabe tumas ohel b'meis tinan. We're talking about over here tumas ohel. Kama chisarn b'shedra v'teitzim etor shedra. How much does a spine have to be missing so that halocha l'meis is no longer considered the spine? V'tidon kishar etzem kisaura she'enu metami b'ohel. And then Rabbi say, so what does a spine become when it's not a spine? So a spine, when it's not a spine, just simply becomes a bone fragment, which has the ability to go ahead and convey tuma with maga and masa. We saw this 2 days ago, right? With maga, remember we saw this. You do, right? By the pasuk of the Shiva Saminim, eretz chita usaora. We learn different things from different words. What do we learn from saora? From barley, etzem kisaora. That a bone fragment is metame by maga and masa. A lot of chazara over Shabbos, okay? That a bone fragment is metame with maga masa, even with just a little bit of a barley kernel. So again, if it loses its identity of a spine, it becomes a bone fragment. She'enu metame ba'ohel. But again, that bone fragment will not be metame ba'ohel. Will not be metame when you're under the same roof with it. So again, so therefore, when it comes to a spine, so again, Beishamai says it has to be missing two vertebrae. Beishamai says one. Ubil Gilgolas. What about with the skull? Beishamai omrim kemale mekadeach. The size of mekadeach, Rashi says, ukedeshi natal minachai v'yamos sefarshu. Okay, so say mekadeach was an instrument used for making holes. So it has to have a hole the size of the hole that's made with the boring instrument, an instrument that's used to make a hole. Ubeisila omrim beisila says, kedeshi natal minachai v'yamos. Beis Hillel says the skull has to be missing the amount that if taken from a person would die. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Kemali mikadech o kidei sheinatol menachai biyamos mefarish fine. So Rabbi says, so these are the machlokes in Bishamai and Beis Hillel. Now Rabbi says the common denominator in both these cases is Beis Shammai has the larger shear, Beis Hillel has the smaller shear. Okay, now just to be clear, what this means over here is in this case, Beis Hillel will be the kula, Beis Shammai is the chumra, right? Because remember, the smaller the shear, the easier it is for the item to lose its ability to transmit tuma. That's the kula. The kula is the faster it loses its identity, the faster it loses its ability to transmit tuma. So according to Beis Hillel, if you're missing one vertebrae from the spine is no longer a spine, which means that what? Which means that halacha lemaisa, it doesn't convey tuma. That's a kula. As opposed to Beis Shammai, we'll say no, it remains a spine until when? Until it's missing two of the vertebrae. Same thing with the hole in the skull. According to Beis Shammai, you need a larger shear. According to Beis Hillel, you need a smaller shear. Now watch this. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Chayim Le'inyan Treifa. These laws of Bosei are the same when it comes to Treifa. Now what's the case of Treifa? The case of Treifa is like this. If an animal is a Treifa, which means that, let's say, you can have an animal that's alive, but the animal has a certain condition that by definition is fatal. But now again, it doesn't apply to every fatal condition. But there are certain things that if an animal has it, even if you check the animal properly, and you find out afterwards that it was a treifa, the animal cannot be consumed. The animal is treif. And Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara points out over here is, the kula of Beis Shammai by Tumas Ohel will actually what? Turn out to be a chumra by treifa. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, it is easier for an animal to become a treifa than it is for Beis Shammai. Why? Because for according to Beis Hillel, an animal becomes a treifa when? If it's missing one vertebrae. An animal becomes a treifa even if it's missing this little part of the skull. For Beis Shammai, in order for the animal to become a treifa, the animal has to be missing two vertebrae. Has to have a larger hole in the skull. So also what the Gemara is pointing out over here is something very interesting. That over here, the chumras of Beis Shammai, when it comes to Tumas Ohel, are actually what? Kulas, when it comes to treifa. And the kulas of Beis Hillel, when it comes to Tumas Ohel, are actually chumras when it comes to treifa. So what is the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying, this is what it means. This is an example of a case where you can't pick and choose. See, a person can say, if you're smart, always you say, oh, I'm going to follow Beis Hillel when? By Tumas Ohel. Right? I'm going to follow Beis Hillel by Tumas Ohel, because Beis Hillel yields the greatest leniency, but I'm going to follow Beis Shammai when it comes to treifa. Right? Because again, according to Beis Shammai, it would be more difficult to designate the animal as a treifa because that's been missing more. So the Gemara says, that's what it means when it says that you can't mix and match, because those are contradictory shitos. Because you can't accept like Beis Shammai in one case and Beis Hillel in another case, because again, then what you're doing is you're mixing and matching definitions. So that's aval, heichad de lo sasri ahadadi. But Rabbi says, sometimes accepting multiple chumras does not necessarily go ahead and translate into contradictory shitos. And therefore, again, when the concepts don't contradict each other, avdinon, then you could do it. So we'll say the Gemara wants to suggest, therefore, that look at Rashi, aval hechad lo sasran chumri ahadadi, kigon hocha de pligi betray mili, de tali betray taima, mar machmir baha akum, umar machmir baha mafulash, velo sasran chumri ahadadi avdinon. So we'll say one can make the argument that in the case of the mavoi akum, Rav Shmuel, see, we'll say, in the case of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, like we just saw before, those are mutually exclusive shitos. You can't mix and match because they're using, by definition, different definitions. Right? They're using different definitions for what is considered to be a deficiency. So to accept Beis Hillel in one case, let's say by Tumas Ohel, and Beis Shammai in the case of Treifa, is using contradictory definitions in different situations. But the truth is, to accept the positions of Rav and Shmuel in the case of Mavoi Akum is actually not all that contradictory. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say that perhaps that's why the people of Nardo were able to go and accept both these shitos. To which the Gemara says, but one second.
I don't understand our favor. What is the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Because usually when an animal is slaughtered, they check the lungs.
So again, you also check, let's say it's clear that the animal is missing a vertebrae. Let's say the animal is missing part of its spine. So then Beis Shammai would say, only if it's missing two vertebrae is it a treifa. Beis Hillel says, even if it's missing one vertebrae, it's a treifa. And again, obviously that would mean you can't eat the animal.
I thought that mostly what they check then they slaughter an animal. It's mostly
that's what they automatically check. But should you find, I don't think halacha l'maaseh they go out of their way to check the spine, but should you find that in the course of taking apart the animal, that can make the animal a treifa. So the Gemara says the following. Now is that to say that really when two chumras contradict each other, we don't accept the two chumras? Masiv Rav Mesharshia, but Rav Mesharshia brings up a kasha to that. We'll say a very interesting case. Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva shalikeit esrog be'echad b'shvat. There was a story of Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva who picked an esrog off the tree on the first of Shvat. V'nahog bo beis isurin. Isurin. And he went ahead and he tithed it twice. Echad k'divrei b'shamay, v'echad k'divrei b'silo. Once like b'shamay, once like b'silo. So what's the shot? What's happening over here? This is a great case. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shnei Isurin, Shnia Yotza Shlishis. So I remember, the agricultural year is comprised of a seven-year cycle. Seventh year being Shemitah. During each of the 6 years, there are different tithes, different maestros that are in effect. So Rashi points out over here, Shnia Yotza Shlishis. This year was the second year going into the third year. The second year was ending, the third year of the Shemitah cycle was beginning. So he says, So I'll say, here's the nafkamina. In the second year of the Shemitah cycle, you have Maaser Rishon, which you always have Maaser Rishon, but you have Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, remember, is the tithe that you take, it's yours, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. In year three of the Shemitah cycle, you don't have Maaser Sheni, you have Maaser Ani, right? Which is a tithe that's given to the poor. And I both say, remember, one thing we know is that for fruits of the tree, the year begins when? In Shvat. But there's a machlokes v'sham v'sol, first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, as to when the new year for trees is. Beis Shammai says it's on Echad B'Shvat, Aleph B'Shvat, and Beis Hillel says it's on Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara records a fascinating idea. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva picked an esrog, which is a fruit of the tree, on the first of Shvat. Now what did he do? He tithed it twice. What are the two tithes? He said like this, if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, then what? Then it's still year number two. If it's year number two, then halacha l'maaseh, it's chayv in Maaser Sheni. And if the halacha is like Beis Shammai, then it's already year number three, in which case what? I'm chai for my Sarani. So the word says, here you see Rabbi Akiva adopting two different chumras that are inherently contradictory. Right? You will say, again, that you're designating the same time frame of two different ways, one in year two, one in year three. So you see over here, you can accept two chumras even if they're contradictory. To which the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Gemara is topically. Velo yada ibesel bechad shvat amor, ibechamisa bechad amor. So also the Gemara says no. Rabbi Akiva was not accepting two different chumras. Rabbi Akiva paskin like Beis Hillel. Rashi says, gamrei istapikle, the kulak Beis Hillel of it. Rabbi Akiva paskin like Beis Hillel. But you know what happened? He forgot the shita of Beis Hillel. Right? So he knew he paskin like Beis Hillel, but he didn't remember. Was Beis Hillel the one who said that it was the first of Shvat? Oh, it's very validating. Even Rabbi Akiva sometimes forgets, right? So was Beis Hillel the one who said the first of Shvat? Or was Beis Hillel the one who said the 15th of Shvat? See, he wasn't trying to mix and match chumras. He was past like Beis Hillel, but just wasn't sure about the sheet of Beis Hillel. Because of that, he felt he had to cover his bases to cover the sheet of Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Ibe chamisa shat amar v'avad hachalu chumra v'hachalu chumra. Therefore, we'll say, yes, he was machmir on both ends, but he wasn't machmir in order to go ahead and satisfy two contradictory chumras. He was machmir because he didn't remember the shita of Beis Hillel. So we'll say, the Gemara stops there. The Gemara stops there, and the Gemara goes ahead and... So the Gemara stops the story over here, and essentially we're left with the following, is that we know halacha l'maisa, what they did in Naharda, that's what we know, but what we don't know is why. So again, there are a couple of possibilities. Either they just took the chumras of Rabbi and Shmuel, and that's it. Second possibility is that halacha l'maaseh, and therefore again, the logic behind that, even though you don't normally take two chumras, that's only when the two chumras are inherently contradictory. But the chumras of Rabbi and Shmuel are not really inherently contradictory. They're really based on different metzias. Therefore, they don't really contradict each other, so you could accept them. Or second possibility is that, no, they actually conducted themselves fully like Rav. fully like Rav, in accordance with that version that Rav himself said the halacha follows. Okay. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamehid Rav Huna, V'yosef Ka'amar. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So we'll say, Rav Yosef is sitting before Rav Huna, and said over in the name of Rav Yehuda, said over in the name of Rav. Machlokes b'strat shemikan v'strat shemikan, plat shemikan u'plat shemikan. So we'll say, the machlokes, look at Rashi, machlokes, the mevuos hamifulashin the Tanakama v'chanayah. So we'll say, now we're going back to the machlokes, Chananya Tanakama. Remember again, Chananya Tanakama, mevuos mifulashin. Mavui that's open on both ends. Again, just to review, Tanakama holds, Lechi on one side, and Suras HaPesach on the other side. Chananya brings Machlokes HaShem, Beisilah, Beishamai, Delosos, doors on both sides, Beisilah, door, and Lechi or Kola. So now the Gemara says, when do Chananya and the Chachamim disagree? Sracha Mikana Sracha, both say Sracha is a thoroughfare, is a street. Now both Sracha and Platcha are both Rishus Ram, they're both public domains. They're just a little bit different. Sracha is literally a street. Platya is a plaza. Is a plaza. That's where people had marketplace. That's where they had like their stalls to sell their wares. So that's a platya. It was called a plaza. But both are Rishuyos Harabim. So when do we say that there's a machlokes Chananya Tanakama? That's when the Mavui opens up on both ends to what? To Rishuyos Harabim. On both sides. However, aval sracha mikan. But if there's Rishuyos Harabim on one side, ubika mikan. And Bika is just an open field on the other side. O Bika Mikan, U Bika Mikan, or there's an open field on both sides. O Set Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, everyone agrees that all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, V'lechai, V'lechi, V'kora Mikan, and Alechi and Korah on the other side. Also, according to this logic, the Machlokes is only when the Mavui opens up to Rosh Hashanah on both sides. But if the Mavui opens up to Rosh Hashanah on one side, and the other side opens up to a Bika, now also remember, what's a Bika? So a field, for our purposes, man, is like a Carmelis. Right, so it's like it has certain aspects, properties, but it's not really a biblical Rosh Hashanah. So everybody would agree in that case, all you need is the Tzuras HaPesach and the Lechi. So the Gemara says, I don't understand.
Is it a plot also a Carmelis?
No.
Okay.
No. That's what Rashi points out over here. That's the first. Strachio Placha, Shtehen Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Shtehen Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara, and that's what Rashi Dafka points out by Bika. Bika is Carmelisi, the Isura Dirabananhu. So that's the Chiluk. Sracha and Platcha are definitely Rosh Hashanah de Oraisa versus Bika, which is only Dirabanan. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Hashta, Sracha Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Osela Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Vikora Mikan. So we'll say again, if you have a case where you have a Sracha on one side and a Bika on the other side, that it's enough to make a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi. Then of course, Bika Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Miboy. So we'll say, the way the Bryce is phrased is a little bit strange. Because what does it say? If there's a Sracha on both sides, or a Platcha on both sides, that's the Machlokes Chananya Tanakama. But if there's only a Sracha on one side and a Bika on one side, then what? Everyone agrees, Tzuras HaPesach and the Lechi. And if there's a Bika on both sides, Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi. It doesn't make sense. Of course, if already in a case of a Sracha on one side and a Bika on the other side, Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi is enough, then of course what? If there's a Bika on both sides, of course Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi is enough. To which the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Sracha Mikan or Bika Mikan, Naase Ke Bika Mikan or Bika Mikan. So the Gemara says, you're right. What the Bryson means to say is, if you have a Sracha or Sorabim on one side of the Mavui, and a Bika, a field, the Carmelis on the other side of the Mavui, that's as if Kebika Mikan Ubika Mikan. That's just like a case of if the Mavui opened into a Bika, into open fields on both ends, and therefore a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi Akar on the other side is okay. So the Gemara says, Umesayimba, Mishmeid Rav Yehuda. And the Braisa ends off with the name of Rav Yehuda. Im Haya Mavui Kala L'Rechava Ein Tzarechlum. So Rabbi said, you can look on your sheet now that I gave you. This is picture number 41. If the Mavui opens up into a Rechava, then I will say, what is a Rechava? If you look, if you see, you see the Rashi in Tzarech Klum? So look in the line right before that Rashi. So Rashi says, Rechava, it's not a Devar Masel, it's just after a period. Rechava Hekif Chatzar She'achori Batim Karei Rechava Mukepes Arba Mechizos. So a Rechava was like a backyard. But it wasn't used like a chatzar. It wasn't used like a chatzer. Therefore, again, it doesn't really have the status of a chatzer. Rather, again, it's just, you also have a picture over here, like in Rashi. Okay. So, it doesn't have the status of a chatzer. Ein tzarech klum. So, now, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. If you have a mavoi that opens up into a rechava, opens up into this backyard space that doesn't really have the status of a chatzer, ein tzarech klum. It doesn't need anything. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Ein tzarech klum letakin oso pesicha shel tzad harechava el rosh hamefulash l'rishtarabim tzarech lechi or kora ketoras mavoi sasu. So Rabbi Yehuda, the case over here is the following. If you look at the picture on 41, what you see over here is you see the mavoi on one side opens up into the Rosh Sarabim. On the other side, it opens up into the Rechava. So what the Gemara now suggests in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that halacha lemaisa, when the mavoi opens up into a Rechava, that's just as if the mavoi is sasum. It's just as if the mavoi is closed on that back end, and therefore all it needs is what? Is a lechi or a korah on the side opening up into Rosh Sarabim. Amrli Abayil Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda de Shmuel. The statement of Rav Yehuda must reflect the view of Shmuel. Why? Di'i derav, Kashya derav adrav betarti. Because halacha lemaisa, if this indeed reflected the view of Rav, then this would go ahead and pose a kasha on Rav. Rav would be contradicting himself in two different ways. Now, where would Rav be contradicting himself? Shabosai. Do amarav yirmiya bar abba amarav. Mavui shenifratz bimelo'o l'chatzer, v'nifratza chatzer kenegdo. So also listen to this case. So you have a mavui shenifratza, a mavui that literally opens up in its entirety to a chatzer. So you can see this is picture number 42. So what's that? I know 42 looks the same as 41, but it's not. What's the difference? The truth is, if you had the color, you would see actually the color coded differently. In 41, 41 is a rechava. Rechava means it's an area that's pretty much not used. Therefore, again, because it's not an area that's commonly used, so therefore, by definition, one can make the argument that the mavoi is like it's closed. In 42, it's like a backyard type of thing. Right? And apparently, they didn't really use their backyards, I guess, is what the Gemara is saying. In 42, this is the chatzer. The chatzer is a traversable. The chatzer is being used. So now you have a case of where the back of the mavoi, opens up or is opened up into the chatzer. Now what happens? The nifritza chatzer kinegdo. And I will say what happens? The chatzer, we'll say, if you see the picture, is the chatzer then also is breached, and the chatzer is breached where? Into Rosh Sarabim. Okay? So the mavoi is breached into the chatzer is breached into the Rosh Sarabim, and again, those two openings line up. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Chatzer muteres u'mavoi aser. The chatzer is muter. When we say muter, means the chatzer is considered enclosed, but the mavoi is aser. So what's the pshat? Look at Rashi. Chatzer muteres, Rashi says, de ledidei lo havi b'milua v'nishtayru ba gifufin mikan u'mikan lefichach legabe didei pesachim ninu v'lo asri ala b'nei mavoi she'ein mavoi aser al chatzeros hapechusen lo hapesuchen lo. So listen to this. So remember, the chatzer is going to be permitted. Why? Because assuming, like we've learned before, that this opening is less than 10 amos, then this is just considered to be an opening in the wall, not considered to be a breach in the wall, and therefore it does not in any way compromise the enclosure of the chatzer. However, umavoy aser, look at Rashi, umavoy aser, kasaka daitcha Rashi, midinakat v'nifritza chatzer kinegdo, mishum demechse kemavoy mefulash ka'aserle. So I will say, Rashi now suggests the reason why the mavoy will be aser is why? Because the mavoy now looks like a mavoy mefulash. Why? Because a mavoy open on both ends. Because since people traverse through the chatzer as well, it looks like this mavoy extends from one end of the Sarabin to the other end of the Sarabin, even though in reality it doesn't, because again, that area behind the mavoi is not mavoi, it's chatzer area, but because the opening goes straight back, it looks like a mavoi mafulash. And Rashi says, well, let's go back to the Gemara. So mavoi chatzer muteres, umavoi aser. So the chatzer is muter. When it says the chatzer is muter, it means that you can carry in the chatzer even with this hole in the wall. Mavoi aser means that you would not be able to carry the mavoi without the proper tikkunim for a mavoi mefulash. So the Gemara says, Va'amai, lehavi kemavoi shekala l'rechava. But why is case number 2 really all that different from case number 1? Meaning, why is picture 42, why is case in 42 different than 41? At the end of the day, it's the same thing. The mavui is ending in a different rishus. Yes, and obviously the rishus is open to rishus rabim, but that's not the mavui. Amarle, so listen to this. So he said to him, Ana lo yidana. Right, I don't know. But uvda hava bidura dura usa. But I'll tell you about an episode that happened in Dura Dura Usa. Rashi says, Kfar Roim. Kfar Roim, right? I'm going to tell you something that happened in the shepherd's village. What happened in the shepherd's village? Mavui Shekala L'Rechavava. There was a situation of a Mavui that opened up into this Rechav, into this backyard area. Va'asa L'Kamed Rav Yehuda. And the case came up for Rav Yehuda. Velo Atzrichei Velo Midi. And Rav Yehuda did not require any type of adjustment for this Mavui. He left it alone. V'i Kashya Mishmeidirav. So I will say, here's what's interesting is, so the, remember how this whole thing started, is this whole thing started because the Gemara ended off by saying that according to Rav Yehuda, if the Mavoi opened up, bless you, if the Mavoi opened up into this Rechava, Ein Tzarech Klum, it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need anything. And also what's interesting about this is that the Gemara said in the name of Rav, that if you have a Mavoi that opens up into a chatzer, that the mavoi would need some type of tikkun. So the Gemara wanted to suggest that according to Rav, Rav wouldn't just hold that by a mavoi that opens up into a chatzer, Rav would also hold that if what? If the mavoi opened up into a rechava. Because apparently the Gemara wants to suggest that according to Rav, any time the mavoi opens up into another area, and that other area opens up into a rosh sarabim, you have to judge the mavoi as what? As a mavoi mafulash. So the Gemara therefore says, the statement of Rav Yehuda can't be in alignment with Rav, because Rav would hold that a mavoi that ends in a rechava should be treated like a mavoi mafulash, and therefore adjusted accordingly. Therefore, the Gemara says, you're right, v'ikashim ishmei d'Rav. Therefore, if you can't go ahead and align the position of Rav Yehuda with Rav, tehevi mishmei d'Shmuel. And then align it with the position of Shmuel, v'lo kashim midi, and you won't have any kind of kashas. To which the Gemara says, hashtag da'amr le Rav Sheshes to Rav Shmuel bar Abba. Ba'amr le Rav Yosef bar Abba. Asavr lecha, kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. So the Gemara makes a very interesting suggestion. The Gemara says there's a way to reconcile the cases. One is where there was an Eruv, one is where there wasn't an Eruv. What does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. Kilomar, hay mavoi aser deka amarav. Yesh chiluk bidavar shepamim aser upamim mutar irvu bnei achatzir im hamavui bnei mavui mutarin. So I'll say now the Gemara wants to make a further distinction. There is a case where the mavui can be permitted as well. When we say mavui permitted, a mavui can always be permitted. The Shaila just says what you have to do with it. What the Gemara is saying over here is there's a way to go ahead and make the mavui permitted without going ahead and treating it like a mavui mafulash. And when is that? When the mavui enters into an eruv with the chatzer. And I will say, we haven't spoken about what an eruv is yet. Right, we'll get to that sugya mirat Hashem. But suffice it to say, it's some type of mechanism that joins all the residents of a common area in one, we'll call it housing commonality. And what that does is, it takes an area that could, so to speak, be the rishus of many, and condenses it into the rishus of one, which then allows everyone who is there to have unrestricted usage of carrying in that particular area. So the Gemara wants to suggest the following, that even in the case of where the mavoi opens up into the chatzer, you don't always have to treat it like a mavoi mafulash. What does that mean? If the people of the mavoi entered into an eruv with the people of the chatzer, then halacha lemaisa, that creates an area of one commonality, in which case you would not have to go ahead and treat the mavoi like a mavoi mafulash. However, again, if they did not enter into an eruv, that's when halacha lemaisa, the mavoi would be considered a mavoi mafulash, and that's when Rav would say aser. Aser means just has to be treated like a mavoi mafulash. So the Gemara says, Afkan, I'm sorry. That is the way to resolve the contradiction of Rav as well. That one case is talking about where the people of the chatzer entered into an eruv with the people of the mavui, and in which case, again, even Rav would say that the mavui would be mutter, as opposed to the second case where Allah say they did not enter into an eruv with each other, and in that case, again, the mavui that then is opened into the chatzer would be treated like a mavui mafulash, and would have to be would have to be adjusted accordingly. All right, we'll stop over here.